For more than a year now, NGO Promote Ukraine has been arranging financial, humanitarian, and political assistance for Ukraine from various European organizations. In particular, the NGO took care of the Ukrainian youth currently staying in Belgium by organizing a visit to the Microsoft Center when a company representative asked Promote Ukraine how he could help Ukrainians. We made arrangements for a visit of Ukrainian youth to our company, where we tried to show the work of Microsoft from the inside. I was impressed. One guy came up to me and said he would like to work for us. It's very nice. I even asked Promote Ukraine to give me information about him so that we can keep in touch in the future, the representative stressed. At Microsoft Center, all guests got acquainted with the working principles of the company and ongoing projects and had the opportunity to create their own website. Katerina from Kryvyi Rih, 14, shared her impressions of Microsoft. I really liked it. After all, Microsoft is a large corporation that has world-renowned projects. It was very interesting to find out how it is all arranged and what it looks like in the office. Our society develops with the help of IT technologies, so such meetings are very useful. For example, we've seen a VR headset that takes you to locations distant from your current whereabouts. They are used at various enterprises. In turn, Lita from Cherkasy, 17, said, "Today, we had a great opportunity to visit a large foreign corporation. To see how people work here, we were shown a lot of interesting things. For example, new technologies that we did not know about. I believe that comprehensive development is crucial for all young people and for me as well. Companies like Microsoft are very inspiring. That's why you will also try to be just as educated and achieve your goal." Lyubov Karpachova, a volunteer at NGO Promote Ukraine, summed up the results of the visit to Microsoft. "Brussels is a city of large companies and corporations, where the youth can find out a lot of useful and interesting things. At the age of 14 to 18, young people find their way in life. And now they have the opportunity to learn how Europe works." Natalia Tolib.